Just like how he's come out and said, oh yeah, I don't want to fight Gib because my brother will be against me. Fuck off. You're scared you're going to get done, mate. Ooh. Fucking admit it. Don't be a pussy. Ooh, he's a pussy. And that's actually pissed me off. Yes! We're back!
So that's what you wanted to say. I just wanted to show off how big he looks.
Right, we are back in the Waffling Studio. Properly, Malfoy, how are you feeling?
I'm seeing myself on the camera and I look pathetic.
No, mate, you look hedge.
No, I don't.
Honestly, everyone, don't you think that Theo looks in great condition? He's run a marathon. You are looking better, mate. So is Luke. So am I. Now, overall, when I was on the Waffling Instagram last night, obviously, I got people to send in quick fire questions. And a lot of them...
What was the answer I messaged this morning on it? Like, oh, this is fine. You were having like an argument in your head.
Someone was asking me like what my favourite sex position was. And I was on Instagram thinking, is this weird that I'm putting this on Instagram? But I'm like, this is what we do on Waffling.
And what was your answer?
It's not... answered it before.
So it's when you're in charge on top and you bend the legs over and you're just railing.
Yeah, but we've spoken about that before. Look, I like dominance. Wait, I like dominance. So do you, right? But
I also like to be dominated.
I know you do. I know you do. But before anything, I do just want to address on this episode. Obviously, we spoke about Deji coming on.
Oh yeah,
we spoke about Deji coming on, and in a video he said, "Oh yeah, I don't have time for it." Yeah, I don't have time. I've got much more important things to do. Okay, fair enough if you do, mate, but we're all in lockdown. Do you know what I mean? We're all in lockdown. We haven't got like 50 million things to do. I think he's too scared to come on straight up. Just like how he's come out and said, oh yeah, I don't want to fight Gib because my brother will be against me. Fuck off. You're scared you're going to get done, mate. Ooh. Fucking admit it. Don't be a pussy. Ooh, he's a pussy. And that's actually pissed me off. No, it's pissed me off. I hate when someone, I fucking hate when someone can't just admit, okay, look, listen. If someone's not comfortable doing a podcast, say, oh yeah, I'm not really comfortable in that situation. Like, be honest about it, because I can tell that's what it is. It's not that, oh, I don't have time. There's a deeper reason. So just be honest, mate. Don't ignore me, like, as in air my message and then just come out with some bollocks. Well, that wound me up.
I just feel like the right thing would have been to reply and just be like, yeah, sorry, mate, not for me.
Well, that's what a respectable individual would do. That's what someone that has a bit of credibility about them. No, honestly, you wouldn't just fucking, oh yeah, I'm just going to air him. And then, like, you know, it's the same thing with how he came out saying, oh yeah, I want to fight anyone. I want to fight anyone. Gib comes up to him and says, I'll fight you. Oh, no, not you, mate. Fucking fuck off. Like, at the end of the day, like, just, yeah, that's the only individual on YouTube at the moment that I really can't get my head around. Like, everyone else is really being honest and open and I like it. But not Deji, and I don't rate it.
So, could this all...
What?
...be down the road, heading for...
I don't want to fight him. But I'll admit, I'm like, I'll say, look, I don't want to fight him. I don't want to fight anyone. Not coming out saying, oh, I'll fight anyone. And then someone challenging me and me being like, oh, no, not you. I'm saying, look, I don't want to fight. But, yeah, so that wound me up.
I feel
big
like
time.
He's probably not going to want to come on now.
That's all right. That's all right. You can do one. You can do one. Flaky individual. I thought Deji was decent, man. Like, honestly, because, like, whenever I see him off camera, he's got that aura about him of like, you know, deep down, I respect you and we're calm. Yeah, yeah. But the second you're not in front of him and it's all over the fucking internet and all that shit, he's a different individual. Be who you are all the time. Or fuck off.
Yeah, that was really nice to get off your chest. Mm. I can see at one point during that, your veins were like exploding. I feel really like...
What? Small?
Yeah.
No, your
hedge. I haven't been to the gym in like over a week because it's so freaking tedious at the moment.
What, going gym?
Oh,
you need to cycle, mate.
I have been. I've been doing a stupid amount of cycling.
But cycling, I'm not going to lie, mate. Cycling is what has got me hench. I know it sounds weird, but because you're like, it must be something to do with, my legs are getting stimulated to fuck more than ever, right? I'm very intense today, aren't I? I'm very intense.
Stimulated.
No, my legs are getting stimulated, and I think it affects the muscle all over your body. But it's making me a lot hornier as well. No, it is.
Is it because you're wearing... Have you got cycling shorts?
I'm seeing lots of other cyclists in their shorts. So that's what's doing it.
No, when you're cycling, like, your balls are like...
What? Well, so you get massive rod-ons while you're cycling?
No, I never said that.
You just have to, like, pull over. Wait, what are you saying?
I'm just saying, like, sometimes... I'm just saying sometimes, like...
Mate, I'm telling you something, right? There's something about this room that just is a pure giggle monster. The second we're back in here,
I'm saying,
like,
sometimes my balls are, like, bouncing over and it's a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, it doesn't turn me on. It's fucking twat.
You just said it's uncomfortable. Why is that turning you on?
Like, it's getting pain. Well, yeah, overall, I've been fucking doing it. As in terms of exercising... I really wanted to show that, look, lockdown is not going to stop me from achieving. And I think that is hopefully what I've seen a lot of people have been doing. Like, you fucking ran a marathon, mate.
I did,
like,
yeah.
You know, that in itself, I cycled half a marathon the other day, and I was thinking, how has Malfoy run this?
Mate, it is so long. Like, I didn't realise how long a mile was. Like, you know, do you run in kilometres or miles?
Kilometres.
Yeah, try... Kalama. Try running in miles, it's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, you run like a six minute mile, right?
What, during the marathon?
No, I did the Sport Relief sponsored mile once. Where you run
school?
You run a mile. No, I was about eight. And I did it in 6 minutes.
No, you didn't.
Well, yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, no.
You're 8 years old. Yeah. It's a 6 minute mile.
Well, yeah, no, I did it once. Yeah, I did it once.
You're breaking the world record.
Yeah, a little
like,
world.
You know, a 7 minute mile was like rapid, and you're running a 6 minute at age eight with that exceedingly long stride.
My legs were longer back then. Look, it was good, all right? So, suck your mum. Anyways, we are now going to get into our first question of the day.
Please stop doing the bopping.
What?
It's making me uncomfortable.
I will just say before anything, you lot, anyone that's not following Waffling on Instagram, you are sodding missing out. I've been putting some fire on there, and I literally feel that is the one place on this earth that I feel absolutely comfortable.
To be a weirdo.
Yeah, to be a fucking fuck up.
Freak. In public, obviously, you feel comfortable with us.
But yeah, yeah, yeah. As
now
in,
they
as in,
see it.
I will sit there... and speak on that device, like that account, like I am talking to like the boys' group chat. I literally almost replied to one question about getting stoned for a video yesterday. Would you do that?
If we
got stoned as fuck?
It'd be funny as hell. The only annoying thing is that in England it's illegal. So if we do it in America, then we're calm.
There you go then. All right, well, yeah, but just make sure you're following us at Waffling Podcast on Instagram because you don't want to miss out.
And we've been getting a lot of questions saying, when is the singing competition coming?
Yeah.
And I put it up just now this morning. Who do you want to see first?
Yeah, who?
I really was hoping everyone would vote for Luke.
Was it you?
72% of the votes were me. Fuming.
That is brutal. As well, I will say, like, can the people that keep sending nudes to the Waffling DMs, please don't do this.
That is what, that's our premium membership.
Well, I mean, this is something we were talking about. Obviously, Logan Paul's got his Maverick Club, right, where he has his basically OnlyFans. And we were thinking, look, Waffling, we are missing out big time here. We should create our own club, the Waffling Mafia, an exclusive club that people can join and interact with us directly and personally.
You become part
AKA,
of the Mafia.
AKA, you pay to send us news.
No, that's the highest tier.
No, yeah.
Pay £50, Joe will specifically open yours.
Yeah, but then, you know, this is where it is going to get dodgy. I understand I've already got a name for, you know, well, it must be a bit dodgy, but...
To confirm, that wasn't actually our idea. The idea wasn't, let's start up a club where people can send us... It was a genuine idea where we want to do Discord servers.
Yeah, Discord servers, have a monthly Zoom hangout. You know, the lowest tier would... You can watch our stuff ad-free. Which everyone does anyway.
Basically, yeah, we were trying to figure out like what would be a worthwhile club that people would want to join. So let us know, you know, what would you hope to be in, you know, what would you pay an amount for to do with the Waffling Boys?
It's so important that it's not... don't talk with the eyes. It is important that we don't just offer like, just pay us money and fuck all back.
Yeah, we don't want to like, do something.
We actually want to offer a really good service.
Yeah, like, you know, anything you want, we'll try and adhere to. So just let us know. I think
something like a monthly behind the scenes waffling vlog.
Yeah.
Which is just to the subscribers to this.
But don't you think they want personal, like, i.e. they like to have a chat with us, get some tips on how to do certain things.
Fingering.
But what?
We want to offer more than just
fingering skills,
offer like a range of different things. And also, cool things.
20% discounts at merch.
Don't have, but basically, let us know in the comments. You do all the work for us, and then we'll think about it. But anyways, let us get on with a question. Now, this one is going to be, my dad is a nudist. How am I meant to invite this girl over? So dad just got his knob out all the time, and you want to invite the girl around.
It's a bit awkward.
I know. It goes, hi, Luke, Theo, and the other one. So I'm the other one.
I feel like Luke is.
I didn't change it.
It's all right, Luke, mate.
Back on I didn't
Luke, change it. Luke, you little swat, mate. Right. I'm 17 and I've been dating a girl for the past 3 months and it's going really well.
Well done.
We've been talking about having sex and things have been getting pretty heated on Snapchat. That's how it goes. She's asked to come over to get the deed done. However, my dad is a nudist. He'll strip bollock naked wherever he is allowed to. Obviously, growing up with this, I'm used to it. But how do I tell her? My dad's furloughed, so he's always home.
Wait, so his dad just walks around the house with his cock out?
So did my parents.
What?
No,
that don't surprise me.
Yeah, they always just naked.
Wait,
you grew up...
No, baby.
I don't know how they're going to feel about this one. Joe, you told everyone we walk, you grew up with my tits.
You ask my parents, they'll be like, look, I see nothing wrong with it. And they, like, always, even to this day, would happen to, just walk around the house naked in front of all of us. And it's dodgy. No, it is dodgy. As I grew up, I was like, this ain't right. Like, I had a mate round. And
No.
It's happily, No, this is getting dodgy now. But bottom line is, I can relate to this bloke a little bit.
See, how does this stuff keep coming out?
What do you mean?
Just
when we thought we found out the weird, well, not the weirdest thing, the most interesting thing.
Yeah.
You just top it.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I think this is what works. This is why these people can send these things in confidence, because often... I will have experienced a similar situation.
It's so interesting how his dad is just walking around with his knob out.
That is going straight on Twitter. So
that's interesting.
Yeah, I mean,
that would make me just like.
So what would you do? You go round my house.
Can you imagine? You're just sitting there in the evening watching TV. it's just hanging.
Yeah, but what would you do? What would you do?
Go to my room. Run.
Yeah, because I really don't know what advice to fucking give this bloke. Because what? You know, you got to basically be accepting. You got to make banter of it. Everyone's got dodgy things in their family. So make banter of it with the girl. And then continue. Hopefully she accepts it.
I understand, like, being a nudist is very common. But, like, for example, when you bring in your girlfriend around to meet the parents... And she meets your dad for the first time. Yeah, hi, how you doing?
She can't see your dad's cock before yours. Do you know what I mean?
Like, she's going to have to... It's an awkward one, because she's going to have to be like... So, say you're the dad and I'm the girl. She's like, hi.
Where do you look?
It's like, oh, shit. Like, what happens if she does that? Like, oh, I've looked at the cock. That's so awkward. Surely, no, you'd ask your dad to put clothes on.
Yeah.
For this, because like she's not used to being around nudists.
Yeah, I think basically you just plead with your father. Come
please
on, mate.
Put clothes on.
Fucking sort it out. Yeah, I mean, each to their own, but that is a dodgy one. Anyways. Right, let's go with this one next. Okay. One that I can relate to again.
Oh, classic.
My best friend's girlfriend likes me. So
in your head, everyone's girlfriend fancies you.
I always do this thing, like, every time, like, there's a fit girl with a boyfriend or something, I always say to Joe, I'm always like, do you reckon you could steal her off him? And he's like, oh, yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you remember?
Look, what? No. Look, at the end of the day, like, people are attracted to who they are. I don't think every girl is attracted to me. A lot of them find me repulsive, and I accept that. But all I'm saying is, you know, when it comes to your...
So would you say Luke's girlfriend fancies you?
No.
What about
you? What? No, don't fancy me. What? Yeah, suppose I've said anything. I've said nothing. Right, what do you want? Go on. What do you want?
You read the question?
All right. Yes, lad. So, basically, my childhood best friend's girlfriend of 2 years has recently told me that she has feelings for me. I told her I don't feel the same way, and she said, okay, forget about it. She is still with my best friend, and I don't know if I should tell him or not, because it could end up in our friendship being tarnished, and also creating a fight and breakup between him and his girlfriend. I feel that he should deserve to know. What do I do? Basically, you march straight up to him,
yeah,
and say, look, your girl wants me. I'm about to do it to Theo. And I'm about to do it. No, don't. I'm joking. No, I am joking, obviously. But I think, obviously, as with all of these sort of things, should I tell the truth? Should I not? Often you'll find that telling the truth and being honest is the way forward.
Realistically, they can't be together if she's gone to his best mate saying, I have feelings, which means she doesn't have feelings for...
Yeah. Basically, you need to help your mate out here. Put yourself... Say if she hasn't told you that she has feelings for you, it could be another man. The bottom line is, if she has feelings for another bloke, then she's not into your mate.
But it is also an awkward one because, obviously, you've rejected her, which is the right thing to do, and you're telling your friend, which is the right thing to do, but in his opinion, you are the one that's ruined the relationship.
No, but he
could see it like that because he might be, oh, my girlfriend fancied you, and then like he might get like...
Well, then
the
that's his problem. No, because that's not... No, it's not
him.
Well, what do you think? What do you think about the idea of, you know, someone's just broken up, your mate's just broken up with his girlfriend, maybe like 3 months ago, and someone in the friendship group is actively now liking her pics, you know, wagwan.
Well,
chat to me.
Last week, you said that's okay. On the podcast, you said
that. I said that is okay. Not after a couple of months. That's what pretty much what I said.
How long has it been? Like 6 months?
3 months.
And what happens if, like, I don't know, the girlfriend's like unfollowed, the boyfriend, they're all split up and...
Yeah.
He's still liking...
No, That's blessed. But what I'm saying is, like, what is the point
is
where
it
it's
soon?
Like...
Is it too soon?
Or just, like, within the friendship group, is that...
Well, okay, so... Have you had previous discussions about it? Have you been saying it's okay? Maybe under the influence? And then when you're sober, it's... Oh, I sort of regret saying that.
Yeah, we all say silly things when we're drunk, but it's not unreasonable to go back on them. But they have to be addressed.
And also, it's just liking a friendly photo.
Yeah. I guess when an individual within a friendship group has got a track record for going for other... for their mate's ex-girlfriend... It is a little bit like, whoa, wait, like, what? Where are we at
And
here?
Also, do you reckon it could be, like, because they obviously are clearly a good-looking lad and all the girls seem to flood towards him.
He gets a lot of birds, yeah.
Yeah, is it so, maybe it's like, oh, please not you, just someone else.
No, I mean, I am all about fair game. I'm just like, where is that line where it's like, can you now go for your mate's ex-girlfriend? Where does that line of, like, okay, it's been enough time,
yeah.
Or am I like, when's is this a bit, yeah. Is this a bit, you know... I'm literally doing this to fuck, and that's it. You know.
Yeah. One thing I would want to mention on that topic is I saw a couple of comments last week saying, like, what's this thing with boys thinking they have ownership over girls? But obviously, we can only speak from a male perspective. The rules apply to the other side as well when we're talking about this. But like, yeah. If we were females, we'd be saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, 100%. Females are obviously will get jealous and whatnot when they see their ex dating other people.
Yeah, yeah.
Liking...
It's also not an ownership thing.
It's not an ownership thing.
It's more the fact that, yeah, it's a respect.
Between your friend and you, not the girl.
Yeah. Basically, it's just a level of... It's that bro code thing, but...
Bro code.
Anyways, right. Let's go for this one. My girlfriend stinks. God. Safe, lads. So, I've been with my girlfriend for over a year now. Over the past few months, she's begun to smell a bit different. I first noticed it when I went round hers, but didn't think it was her until I hugged her and realised it was. I thought this was a one-off, but the next time I saw her, the smell was still present. It is now at a point where the smell is the only thing I notice and practically stinks of shit.
Wait.
How the hell do I... How the hell do I approach this to tell her?
I need to, like... Is he referring to, you know...
No, I think her general scent aura. Is that of roughness. And I can't lie, can relate a little bit on this
is
one.
Is she showering?
No, I can't really relate, actually. What? Nah, go on.
Like, no, what? So you can or can't?
No, but not as general body scent, but...
You can relate to odor, down.
Odour downstairs.
But is she showering? Because how do you suddenly start stinking of shit?
Some people do have, like, generally bad odours.
Because everyone has their aura, don't they?
Mate, it's actually dodgy. I've been with a girl where I was like, I had that issue. I was like, I didn't really like the scent of her. That sounds weird. It wasn't like, oh, it smelled of shite. But it was like, literally, like, her scent is unattractive.
It's like, it's like when you go around someone's house, like, oh, this smells like that person's
house.
Like,
your house reeks. My house reeks. I'm joking. My house reeks.
Yours actually your fridge. Does.
Mine really does because I need to clear up. But, yeah, this is a weird one because what do you say to a bird?
How
your
do you
girlfriend.
Say
it's not even just a random girl. Maybe, it's over a year.
Maybe start with, like, buying her a new perfume.
Trying to but that's physically masking, trying to mask over the problem.
But what could be the problem is that perfume she's using is causing this scent to change and become shit smelling. And if you give her a new one, maybe try this one.
So you're saying he needs to troubleshoot first to work out this scent is.
You
want to
find out where the
issue
is coming from, yeah. Because I feel like if you said to a girl, you stink of shit.
No, that's the thing.
That's probably, it's probably going to make her cry. So maybe try and troubleshoot the issue and then maybe bring it up.
Yeah, identify what the problem is.
Yeah.
So wait, you've identified
detergent.
The issue that it is just her. So she stinks. No, that's the issue. Then what are you saying? How are you resolving it then?
It's done.
What do you mean?
It is done.
What, you're breaking up with her?
Oh, it's got to be.
But you love her?
Yeah, I know, but she stinks of shit. That's a bit harsh. It's harsh, but like how you can't change your smell. I mean, you got to find a way. I don't know. It's harsh, but poor girl, eh? Poor girl. She doesn't even know.
Just really is. Poor girl.
But then a lot of boys will also stink of shit.
Yeah, surely
boys stink more.
I'm not directing this at you. I'm not.
People say I have a great
smell. No, I'm not. I haven't said anything yet, mate. But obviously when you've played football.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
You reek, mate.
Yeah, I know.
So what I'm saying is there's got to have been a time where your girlfriend would have smelled you.
Well, that's different.
When you smell bad. I know I've done that and I smell terrible.
Yeah, no, I've smelled
But the girl would be like, I don't mind. And I'm like, how?
Vile.
I'm like, how?
Do you think...
Yeah, but it's different. It's different when you've played sport and you've been doing all this masculine stuff and being all rawdy-rawdy. It's a different smell to constantly stinking like shit when you've just showered makeup and stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but why do you think girls like it?
They don't. Not all of them do. Some of them like that disgusting sweat smell.
I get told to shower if I stink.
Yeah, I probably do as well. Like, you want to be a clean. But, like, I'm sure you've smelt your girlfriend when she stinks of shit.
No, to be fair, I don't think she ever has.
She's never done exercise.
Yeah,
and, like, sweated.
But she just doesn't smell. They're not quite the same as boys in the sense where we start to smell like fuck.
Yeah, but like girls also do get BO. It's like humans.
Not all girls though. Swear down. Surely you.
Wait. No. That's like saying like.
Yeah, but this is the geezer that. No, I can't.
Wait,
say
but
that.
This is like that. Wait, Luke. That's like saying like not all humans have biology.
What do you mean?
Wait, of course they smell.
Yeah, but it's like for me, for example, like it's very rare that I even sweat.
I'm not working hard enough. So, like, do you reckon if your girlfriend comes back from, like, a really heavy session, she's, like, deodorising and stuff before she gets and comes and sees you?
What do you mean?
So, as in, is she freshening herself up? Making sure she's only in your presence, doing things when she's fresh, or does she ever, like, fresh off a fucking gym sesh or whatever? Yeah. Don't know if she goes gym.
No, I've been with her in, like, the worst possible condition, but there's never been a time where I've been like, do you know what
really?
I mean?
Really?
Yeah.
Fair enough. No, I mean,
I would be honest.
Yeah, I know. I believe you. That's so interesting. Like, does she fart in front of you?
Oh, mate.
Do we have to go down that route?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
Oh.
Really do just
I want to. But yeah, you're right.
Next question.
I want to do something that's not a question.
Okay.
Like chat about ourselves.
Well, we've got. Like,
I really want to ask.
Oh no.
Some personal questions.
Oh, no.
But like, I haven't got any in my head, so I might just move on to a question. Hope that one comes into me.
A lot of people were telling us to do a drunk episode.
What, a fully smashed one?
Fully smashed episode. And we'd do like, never have I ever.
Never have I ever.
Oh, God.
And you know never have I ever is always to do with sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's impossible not to do it with sex. And because we're tipsy.
Yeah, but we'd answer that anyway. Like,
yeah, I know,
we did
but
never
like,
have I ever.
I feel like it'd be quite giggly. You know?
Yeah. Right, anyways, let's just move on to another question. Am I being bullied by my girlfriend? Hi, fellas. I've been dating this fit as fuck 26-year-old for about 3 months now. She was class to begin with, but has recently become a bit of a savage towards me. She slags me off for pretty much anything I say, and whenever I try to compliment her or have a proper deep conversation with her, she shoots me down. I've tried to speak to her about it, but she tells me that I'm overthinking. She's unreal apart from that, and a bloody animal in the bedroom. So my mind is a bit scrambled. Cheers, you bunch of horny young men.
Basically, he's getting treated like a little bitch. She's fit, so he wants to shag.
It's
but
classic. It's so classic, mate. When you've got a well-fit girl, you end up doing any... You simp
You're blind
for her.
Yes,
that's
legit.
You become a simp. You allow yourself to be walked all over, right? And because you're literally like, wow. It's almost like you're intimidated by how fit she is. It's almost like you don't feel like you're deserving of her. So therefore, you compromise your own fucking self-worth to allow her to do what she wants so that she remains with you. And this, my friend, is wrong. It's not healthy. It's toxic. And it will lead you down a path of pure unhappiness. Next question.
The guru.
Fucking mate, that was a good one.
That deserved the guru task.
That, yes.
I feel like if the role was reversed, it would be you're being manipulated. This man is, you know, essentially you're in an abusive relationship.
And we just called him a simp.
Yeah, but that is the thing, isn't it? Like, oh yeah, you're a simp. But no, really, what's going on is you're in an abusive, manipulative relationship.
Yeah.
She probably is aware of how fit you find her, and she's using that to be able to... And as well, I'm going to bring this up. I don't know if you guys have ever had this, but when you start to go off the idea of being with this particular individual, like the person you're with... Do you find yourself getting a bit more irritable towards them?
Well, that's just naturally how it would be, yeah.
Because maybe that's what it is. It's like, low-key, subconsciously, she's like constantly just like almost at the end of her tether with him because she's not fully into him. So everything he does winds her up.
100%.
I definitely get that, and it's bad. It's toxic.
He needs to get out of there.
Everything they do starts to piss you off.
Yeah.
And it could be like even them being nice, and you're like, that's so irritating.
Yeah.
But that is a horrible trait, but I think everyone, most people have it inside.
I get that with everyone.
Yeah, you really do.
If I hang around anyone too long, everything they does winds me up.
That's why you're destined to be on your own.
Mate, that is literally it. That is why I'm never going to have a life partner. I will be a solo individual for the rest of my life because I can't coexist with anyone.
It's like, you know, we had 6 months standard, you're 1 year weller.
I am so inch. No, I'm joking, I'm joking. I'm a bit of an arrogant twat. Like, that's the only thing. Like, do any of you know anyone that's gone to the gym a bit, put on a bit of muscle, and they've sort of changed? Like, they sort of get a bit too arrogant? They start being like, oh, look, I'm so hench. Because I've found myself become this tosser. Ever since I've put on a little bit of muscle, all I do is just, like, flex it.
Then why don't you become...
A nice guy.
A gym influencer.
Yeah.
I want to see workout plans, apps, everything. You could seriously go down that route.
100%. But the problem is that balance of I don't actually know what the fuck I'm talking about.
But you do.
I wing it. I actually wing it. I go in my back garden. I do two exercises a day. That's it. I do two exercises and I cycle and that's it. And I just put on bare muscle.
That's what people want.
They want simple.
They want simple shit that everyone does. Like, you get all these plans that are like, oh, do 17 reps, fuck off.
Yeah.
You just want normal English instructions.
So, because basically the plan I do is very, very, very simple. But I just want to ask you this right now. Would you pay to learn this information. Because in order for me to sort of invest my time in creating an app and creating it and doing it and feeling like it's worth, yeah, investing so much time, I wouldn't want to just do it all for free. Like, I'd want to make a business out of it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So
of course.
What would you pay for that from someone that's not an expert? Because I'm not an expert. I've just, you know, experimented since the age of 14, figured out a way that works for my body type to get hench. So it's sort of like I'm not a professional.
I don't think that matters in these days.
You reckon?
Mate, to become a YouTuber, you don't need to be an expert in YouTube.
See, I think you do, mate.
Well, no, it's proven you don't.
No, I
think
know.
Think
how many
YouTubers are just talentless.
Literally, mate.
But would you ever consider...
I'm joking.
Actually going down the route of maybe becoming a professional in this? Like learning...
You do short courses and that, couldn't you?
Yeah, like, is that nothing that... Is that something that has never tempted you? Since it's something that you're so invested in to, yourself.
Should I tell you something? I almost like the idea that I have this secret formula... That I know that it's almost like my special thing. That like everyone almost looks at like, how's he done this? How's he got hench?
How's he
done it? And it's almost like, yeah, I've fucking grafted to learn how to do this. And I like almost being. It's almost like a dominance thing. No, it is. It's almost like
the elitist.
I like that. I do this, and it almost separates me from the rest.
You have the knowledge which they don't. You feel more empowered.
Oh my God, that's what it is? No, but we all know by now, I am obsessed with this idea of not being the same as everyone else.
Yeah.
So it's like, why would I want to show everyone how to be the same as me? I like being different from everyone else. So therefore, that's almost subconsciously why I don't give out all this information.
Information? Yeah, but you could earn... Sheds of money.
I know, but money's rarely my motivation, mate.
But you could, okay, so halfway down the road of doing this app, your mindset could change. You'd be like, I want people to learn and to get fitter. It's never going to change, is it? Or is it?
I like inspiring people. I love, that gasses me.
You like inspiring people without...
I love inspiring people. I don't like giving away all my secrets.
We should just get fit.
No, I've got a secret formula. I've literally got a secret. Wait, a lot of people think I'm on steroids. And I'm not. But going on to that, obviously, this Tfue guy.
Great segue, by the way.
Great segue. This Tfue guy, very famous. What does he do? Nerd. What does he do?
He's very adamant that he's not a nerd. No. He hates being called a nerd. He's a gamer.
Right.
He's a YouTuber Fortnite bloke. Makes racks.
Cool. So basically, he's like done a load of gear, steroids, got in shape in like 6 months, and I'm telling you for a fact.
Well, we must add that it's not actually 100% certain that he's done a load of steroids. It's just like, 6 months.
Well, as an individual that has recently done a transformation, knowing what it takes to get there, Theo, we're editor Tom. Editor Tom, if you could get up a photo of Tfue right now, him looking ripped.
It's on his Instagram.
On his Instagram, get that transformation photo.
A million likes.
The fact he's like naturally such a skinny bloke and he's put on all of that so quickly.
Like, don't get me wrong, okay?
Let me just finish this bit. It takes a lot of hard work for sure, but I would suggest that he has taken some assistance to get there. Just knowing from experience what it takes to get in shape.
But we can't excuse the fact that, yes, he may be using PEDs, but it's still, you can't get in that shape without grafting and working super hard, right?
For sure.
Like, yes, they help you a little bit, but if you just take
it's not a little bit, it's not a little bit.
They help you a lot.
Fucking help you.
But if you're not working out and pushing yourself to the limits, you're not going to grow.
Yeah, it's not like wake up, take steroids, you're ripped.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, how I'm working down, like how I'm working out, I'd look like that if I did gear, but instead I look like this. I've probably got quite a bit more fat, because in order to put on muscle, mate, you can't get cut fat and put on bare muscle at the same time. It don't work, because to put on muscle you have to be in a calorie surplus. To cut fat you have to be in a calorie deficit. So the two don't match. That's why people bulk and then cut, right? Giving away my secrets here. Nah, this is a well-known thing. It's not my secret.
Knowledge.
It's fucking common knowledge. But Yeah, like that's where it's like the fact he's gotten, he's cut fat and put on so much muscle in a short amount of time, that's what's unnatural.
So
about
if he
it.
Came out and said, yes, I've been using them to aid my abilities to get ripped, would you say fair play for being honest, or would you say you're a cheat? Because he's not competing.
Mate, I'd say do whatever the fuck you want. Like, all I'd say is don't come out and say you're natural if you're not.
Yeah.
Because what you're doing then, you've got a young audience, you're lying. You're lying.
It would be so dead if now he came out of like Tfue diet plan and like getting ripped workouts.
Yeah, if he tried to like make money off it and say, oh, just buy my diet plan and eat a couple apples or whatever and you'll be ripped. Nah, if secretly he's done gear. And that's the thing, mate. A lot of the fitness, you know, model, YouTuber, whatever people, they are on steroids. That's how they've got to where they are. And they are selling almost false, lies, basically. That's how they got, you know, that they did it naturally. And I think that is a dodgy thing. It's lying.
Wait, have you ever... You've never done them, have you?
What, steroids?
Yeah.
No.
Would you ever do them?
I don't believe so. I think for me, that would take some of the... I
feel like you're cheating.
A little bit. I feel like it would take away some of the satisfaction because, look, what the thing that separates you from everyone else is your work, the effort you put in. Only you can put in your effort, right? If you've got assistants helping you to achieve, you know, with the effort, it's like, you know, you're just doing whatever. I don't know. It that takes away the uniqueness of you putting in, you earning every bit of the result.
And being proud of yourself for working
together. It's like, oh, I'm doing steroids and that's kind of what's got me looking this hench. Like, people would praise me, wow, so impressive. But it's not me that deserves the well done. It's the steroids.
Yeah.
Whereas I want to have full ownership of that proudness of achieving the results.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's like winning, but you're only winning because your opponent got DQ'd or something. Well,
mainly that's the reason why the entire world hated Lance Armstrong. He lied.
Yeah.
Have you guys watched that documentary?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
It is insane.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, obviously, you and your sort of like snowflake sort of meant that video we did about steroids, where you were like, oh yeah, none of my favourite heroes have ever done them. Apart from the fact, they probably all had a little dabble.
A little dabble.
No, like that Kipchoge bloke, he's shoveling them down. Sorry, mate.
He's got the shoes.
This is what I'm saying. Like, I'm telling you, a lot of them. Look, in order to be, if you really want to be the best, you will do whatever it takes. There's no way you're sacrificing family, eating, sleeping, drinking, whatever, but you're not willing to take the steroid that everyone else is doing. I'm telling you that right now.
Don't get me wrong. I'm opening my eyes to it and accepting that there's maybe more out there that I, you know. It's just, I really think that the likes of Federer, Bolt, are natural. How, like, surely they would have been caught.
Would they? How much money do they bring in for the foundation?
Okay, well, this is what, the Lance Armstrong documentary opened my eyes because obviously everyone fucking knew about it. And because it was so popular for the sport, they were all covered up.
Wait, so did everyone actually knew that he was juicing at the time?
All the cyclists. But the problem with cycling is that everyone was on it. So it was almost a level playing field.
Exactly.
Because if you didn't do it...
But this is what I'm saying, mate. A lot of sports are like that. Like, a lot, like people in boxing say, look, mate, fucking everyone's on it. And, mate, pretty much everyone, bar Anthony Joshua, has been done for it. Yeah. That's the question that I'm saying, like, but who brings in, the money? If Canelo got done. Canelo, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not slandering. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying the questions are there to be asked about every sport. You know, at this point, if they said, oh, Usain, if they came out and said Usain Bolt did steroids, that would ruin people's lives because it's like the memories, your whole thought about athletics is tarnished. It would send everything downhill. And number one, money is getting lost. So
cover it up. This is mad. So Lance talks about he was playing golf when it all happened.
Yeah.
Within 48 hours, every sponsorship he had, Nike, whoever, gone. Yeah. Within 48 hours, everything gone. Mm. That, can you imagine?
And that's what I'm saying, like, as in, you know.
Oh. How did it get outed? If everyone
So,
knew.
There was a bloke who was, like, got done. Okay, so he got away with it, he retired.
Mm.
And because he was so addicted to the sport and the, like, the winning feeling, he decided to come out of retirement. That's the worst mistake he ever did. Because he would have got away with it.
What, so then, and then that's what sort of flagged up everything.
And then there was this bloke who got done, got caught, and he was like, what the fuck is this? Like, everyone's fucking on it. And he got ridiculed, disgraced, and he was like, fuck this. Like, Lance Armstrong's, like, curing cancer and whatnot. Obviously, he was a survivor, and he's got his cancer stuff. He's like, fuck this. Everyone's cheating. All get outed. And then people just turned on Lance. Because apparently he was a bit of a tosser as well.
Fair enough. I mean,
he was a winning mentality tosser.
Yeah.
But the way he talks about it in the doc is brutal, honest.
That's good. I think that's what we want. Honesty. That's what, like, I think the world is going into now.
Yeah.
It's honesty. It is absolute honesty. Yeah. And yeah, yeah, just in everything. That's why podcasts do well, because people want to see realness and openness and no, like, fake shit.
And I think that's one of the reasons why, like, I came to the end of it. I was like, I don't hate him. Because he was so honest.
Yeah.
But he's lied to the world.
I know.
He should be hated.
Honest when he got caught out.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It's an interesting one.
Would you ever do roids, mate? Like, would you? Why not?
Like, why would I ever do roids?
Mate, you'd look sick. Imagine if, mate, have you ever, like, you know, like, the feeling you feel when someone says, oh, Theo, you're looking in really good shape.
I've heard that twice this week.
Yeah, like, wow, Theo, you're looking so good. Oh, wow, I'd love to be, like, big like you. Like, do you not think that would give you any sort of, like, dopamine hits and, like, ooh.
No, it'd make me want to work harder, more naturally.
Yeah, I mean, that's how, like, when, you know, I mean, the fucking postman said it to me. He was like, fuck me, well up.
I'd also be too scared.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, I wouldn't want to.
It's scary, right?
Because I obviously, you know, you read about, with steroids, your hair falling out.
Your balls shrinking.
Your cock getting even smaller. No, yeah, like, as in, you know, all those different side effects, it's like, nah, for me, not worth it.
You, Weller, who's been in shape for, as we say, you've always been the in shape one. You've had phases.
Not in January.
Obviously. but as you get even older, you've been saying, you know, it's harder to get back to that state that I was in.
Yeah.
Do you think that, say, when you get to 30, and it's really hard now to get, you know, pecs, abs, do you think then the temptation is going to be increased and you're like, maybe I should dabble in them?
Nah. For me as well, like, it's not necessarily like, okay, you know, at the age of 30, you'll still have natural testosterone. Like, I feel like my body type, like, everyone really is different. Like, Malfoy, for a fact, can't put on muscle like I can.
Can't.
I'm a small but stocky individual, quite powerful by nature. I feel like Malfoy is a bit more of an endurance individual. So, look, I think I personally am always going to have that sort of ability to put on muscle. The hard thing for me is cutting the fat. So I can have loads of muscle, but often, like, I will have layers of fat that are covering it, and that's a difficult bit.
Would you never want to do, like, you know how the bloke in Icarus did? I'm doing this for a video. I want to see what, like,
oh, an experiment.
Experiment. See what would happen to, say, you give yourself 6 months. What would happen to you in six
months?
Is that not
just an excuse to do it?
Not necessarily, no, because you are experimenting and you're doing it for a video. You're documenting why you should or shouldn't use these steroids.
So I'm being like a guinea pig for the world.
Yeah. But mate, that documentary exposed Russia.
Yeah.
You could do something like that.
Imagine I expose.
Oh, God.
No, I'll get money on my head, mate.
You expose UK boxing.
Eddie Hearn will be on the phone call. He, do you know, Eddie Hearn,
come on, your stuff.
He commented,
loves you,
on my transformation photo saying, this must be photoshopped. I think that's his way of flirting, personally. Like, no, but that's a sort of, you know, Eddie, I feel like he's a sort of bloke that if he mugs you off, means he likes you.
Yeah, no, 100%, 100%.
And
get look, my podcast, mate.
I think he would. He went on Jackmate's podcast.
Did he?
Yeah.
Surely he's got a lot of stories of girls and, like...
Yeah, he'd be able to.
He'd be perfect, mate. You know what I mean?
No, but then I think he...
his image.
Well, this is the thing, boys. It's like, you know those people in the public eye. Do they cheat on their missus?
Conor McGregor?
Yeah, as in, like, you know, if you're... And this is me doing no slander, but if you're Eddie Hearn, you've just been given 40 mil from Saudi Arabia. I know you're working all the time, but You know, you're in different situations out in New York.
Wait, does he have a wife and stuff?
Yeah, wife and kids. But do you think that they are still playing the field and do... Because I know for a fact, footballers do this. Footballers do this.
We made JT and Wade Bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus. Like,
was all... Oh, my God.
Like, footballers, literally, you hear stories about how they cheat on their misses all the time, but the misses sort of, like, accept it.
Yeah, what? Because it's like...
It's so deep.
The lifestyle...
Oh, they may have. They may even have an agreement.
What, that I can go and shag everyone.
So can she.
And I'll give you loads of money because we're together.
Well, that's the thing. You have the lifestyle, you know.
It is deep, but, like, it definitely happens.
Without a doubt.
And, like, there's people that love it as well, probably. I don't care. I'm in it for the lifestyle. It's quite sad. I don't reckon Eddie's like that, though. I reckon he's, you know, he's lived his life. And now he's a daddy.
Yeah, he was used as an example, not per character reference.
Yeah, I think Eddie would be a great fun on the podcast. Tell us great stories.
Overall, though, on the subject of just, like, girls, lockdown is really, like, in terms of texting...
Hate it.
I fucking hate it, mate.
Yeah.
Like, as in, there is... I don't do it. I literally, mate, I haven't... For the whole of lockdown, since I ended my last relationship, I haven't been with anyone else. I haven't kissed a girl. Obviously, COVID. But even before COVID, I literally have not been near a female in so long. And one, I've forgotten how to do it. Secondly, I cannot tell you, I have no interest. I can't text. I can't hold a conversation
quite
because
hard
I don't
to have...
give a shit about texting. It's not real life. It's writing on a screen.
Can't really have banter.
You need to pick up on the real life energy, right? So you are resonating an energy to me right now. I am picking up on it and I am translating one back. Right? But...
Oh, this is like, you're always such a...
No. Like, I literally... Yeah, I'm all about touchy-feely. Very touchy-feely.
I learned a new word for that. You're tactile.
Yeah, tactile. I am tactile. And I like touching.
It's all consensual.
Yeah, without a doubt. But, moving forward, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
Well, July the 4th, bars open.
I don't want to go to a bar.
Why?
We're going to have house parties.
No, I don't want to go to a bar because it's going to be packed. It's going to be absolutely rammed.
A nice house party, a college party.
Yeah, but then it's just with people you already know.
Uni, you want to go to a random uni?
What, do you know what I want to do? I think, can we? Oh, you've all got birds.
You want to go to Bali and
shag? No. I want to go on a tour around England, going to just the different clubs.
So you want to do what rock stars do? Go to different cities to perform their concerts, but really you're going to these cities to...
Explore the girls.
Explore the girls.
Is that what they do?
Of course! Yes!
So we get a tour bus.
me and Luke have our own little section. Like, you okay in there, Joe? All right.
Yeah, so we could just do that.
You do copious amounts of...
What did you do the other night? Huh? Copious. So Malfoy comes in and he goes, look, I did loads of ket.
What are you talking about?
With Harry. We are so far in the podcast now, no one's watching.
No, but I noticed you say that in a lot of the podcasts, and we always get comments like, why does Joe think no one's listening to the end? Like, we listen till the end.
Do you actually? Okay, if you're listening to the end right now, you're going to comment, wow, Joe, your biceps really are in the way. Okay, but anyways, back onto this topic. So you did copious amounts of like, what, gear, ket, and you've come in and said about it. Now, why were you doing all this? Was this at the YouTuber party where everyone just gets on it?
What are you talking about? No, you
Who
are.
Who supplies?
You are. Where are you making this up?
Mate, I think, look, it's got to get to a point where everyone knows that these YouTuber parties are massive. They're not sex parties. They're dodgy drug parties.
What?
They're like, they are literally like rock stars. You have rich people that live. They're all self-employed and live on their own schedule. What do they all do? Get on it. And I know for a fact they do. So tell us about it.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
What did you see?
Loads of rhino kits.
Do you reckon the Americans are like this?
Well, they talk about loads of gear, don't they?
Mate, on the American podcast, like, yeah, we do Maui all the time.
Yeah, it's more common.
Oh, mate, I saw a fucking question that I favourite. I favourited it myself that's about Mandy, MDMA. So let me just quickly get this out. Let me whip this up right now. No, wait, let me actually whip it up. Oh, I just don't even know where it is. But basically, I'll say what the question was. There's this geezer that is, you know, his girlfriend's not interested in him anymore. So he's turned. He just keeps doing Mandy, doing popping drugs, basically, on his own all the time. And I swear we know people that have fallen into that situation.
You've got to be really careful about that.
What? As in, like, I'm not name dropping.
No. As in, no, you've got to be careful about doing it on your own.
Yeah, well, no, I swear we know. I swear some YouTubers that have done it where they will literally just do drugs on their own in their room.
Really?
I know someone that has done that. And it's been at a fucking low point. And it is dodgy, mate.
It's scary, though, because everyone else doesn't know. Like, you may be doing this, you may be at a low point, and no one knows.
Yeah. Drugs are not a good idea,
mate.
No,
they really not.
Everyone knows that, like, doing them is, however bad you're feeling, and then however good it makes you feel,
it's going to be worse.
The bad is much worse on the come down.
Just a mask. It's a mask.
Yeah. Even, like, I was thinking about Glastonbury, right? I was watching it, and, mate, I think that would be the most fun without even, like, doing drinking. Now, I know it sounds dodgy, like, okay, probably having a few bevs, but obviously loads of people go to Glastonbury and do fuck loads of drugs.
But not
and
you.
By, like, by like, Saturday, so you get there on Wednesday, by Saturday, everyone's just feeling like shit, like, with a hangover, come down, whatever, feeling awful, that they can't even enjoy the acts. And I'm like, if I... Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like, do it not, like, just going there and just drinking would be so much better, I think.
Like we did in 2013 at Reading.
No, I fell asleep the whole time.
Oh, mate, I remember getting on Stannard's shoulders for Eminem, Not Afraid.
I was there.
Were you?
Mate, I was there. I was on my own. Oh. I spent a lot of that festival on my fucking own. I went to ASAP Rocky on my own.
That's so good.
You were there.
Yeah.
And I was just on my own. Where the fuck were you? Where were you?
Did you go Skrillex?
Yeah, I was front row.
I was at the front as well.
Fuck me. So I was...
We were in a mosh pit.
Because I was at ASAP Rocky and I somehow got to the front for Skrillex and I was doing all this. And the next morning... and I got my fucking... I got whiplash in my neck, and the next day I had the most like stiff neck, and it was awful. But I spent so much time on my own. I was fucking depressed.
Is that because you slept so much? Like, was it like, we need to go somewhere, but Well is asleep again, and then you wake up and you're like,
in
where
a three-man tent. Yeah,
well, this is the thing. Like, everyone would just bun off and go and do their own thing, understandably. But yeah, I'd be on my own. And oh, mate, it was a horrible feeling. I felt so alone. But it was because, like, I'd do one night of drinking, and I'd be so sleepy the next day. It's like, as I've gotten older, I've gotten better with hangovers. Whereas a lot of people are like, oh yeah, when I was younger, I was better. Whereas now...
I think I'm getting better.
Yeah.
But I'm also being smarter.
Oh yeah?
I'm doing the classic pussy thing of just drinking water for 2 hours before you go to bed. So I stop drinking and then just sesh the water.
Yeah, well,
feel great the next day.
Which, I'll tell you what actually contributes to it. Working out, i.e. the reason why I haven't really gotten smashed since I've been getting hench again because we've been in lockdown.
Yeah, same.
But when I was, say, 18 and I was fucking cane in the gym and then I'd go to Reading Festival, when you work out, your muscles, like, they make you need sleep more. Like, you get sleepier because your body physically needs to send you to sleep to recover. So I think that contributed to it. So I'd be at Reading Festival and my muscles are all, like, just needing... That's why I was needing to sleep so much.
And also, you don't hit, like, a certain sleep phase. Is it rapid eye movement? When you're drunk,
REM
you don't...
sleep, yeah.
Yeah, you don't fall into that stage. So you could have 12 hours sleep drunk.
It's not good sleep.
And you'd feel worse than, like, having 6 hours sleep sober.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you don't hit a certain stage of sleep where your body's, like...
It's all about your quality of your sleep, not how long you sleep.
Oh.
To an extent, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, that festival, that first one we went to, was nuts.
See, I didn't go. Glastow was first time
weird.
I went to
That's so weird. Loves music, just didn't go to a festival. Mate. Didn't you try and convince yourself that you wouldn't like it?
What I'm not a fan of is camping. I'm a bit of a princess.
Oh.
Like, I don't like the idea of being, well, dirty.
Mate, you should have... That first Reading, the state of our camp Like, you had Tom Mackley, like, rolling around in the fire pit.
Wasn't Matt Acton's nickname Dustbin Acton?
Mate, I had a...
Because we threw all our rubbish in his tent.
Mate,
look,
Dave... this was the state of me at Glastonbury. Wait, let me focus. That was me at Glastonbury. You were looking class, mate. I was in great nick.
You just smashed on alcohol.
I was just absolutely smashed.
Mate, I had a shit in my tent.
That was Damo. Because you broke Damo's tent. What? So he physically went in your tent and took a dump. I can't believe he did that.
And he was kind enough to put it in a plastic bag, but that really smell of that tent. Bear in mind, it's tiny and it's hot.
Mate,
but in my defence, I did cut a hole in his tent and dolphin dive through.
Yeah, but does that warrant
it was
him
only
leaving a log in your tent?
It was just banter.
Broke his whole tent. Actual shite.
Dustbin Acton is so good. Oh my god.
Oh, actually is. Oh. When
was the first time you like experimented with drugs?
God.
See, what point, where do we have the medium, right? Because, look, we want to maintain a sense of realism, right? We're all fucking grown-ups here. We have experienced these different narcotics.
So have parents.
Mate, so have parents. So, like, we're not fucking snowflakes, right? So, where is the line with what we talk about this? Do we full-blown... Now, we set an example, but we can also talk about our mistakes and fucking just experiences, you know? So... First time I came to Mandy, was a gay pride. It was a gay pride. Yeah, gay pride.
Young people watching this.
I will say, don't do them though. So realistically, like, always ends bad.
No, I've decided I don't. I will have a better time overall when I don't get ridiculously drunk. Or do any other substances.
When you know what's going on.
Well, no, it's more because, like, if I have a horrible hangover come down afterwards, it makes me look back at the experience and hate it. So I look back on, say, like, times I've been to Ibiza, like with the fucking time where I didn't go to Budapest because I was out on such a horrible come down hangover from Ibiza that I was like, oh my god, I fucking regret and hate the thought of Ibiza It made me not want to go and do that again in Budapest.
Yeah.
And likewise, yeah, with festivals, like, I'll look back on them and look at them and, yeah, just regret and hate the idea.
I think I'm the complete opposite. Like, I feel like, yes, I've made some mistakes in the past, but, for example, say Reading.
Yeah.
It is one of my fondest memories because I remember so much of it. And when you get too obliterated, you lose those memories.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I really struggle with memory loss with it.
Yeah.
No. Even when I get as fucked like as possible, I remember. I do.
Yeah, same.
But yeah, it's more of just how it makes me feel after. Like, the come down is not worth it.
I remember you after this Glastonbury was.
Oh shit! That stopped sliding. Let me get that. Yeah, go on, mate.
I remember you after this Glastonbury was.
Mate, after the Glastonbury
like,
last year,
you took
year,
a week, mate, at least
2 weeks minimum. And I was having panic attacks. I was literally I felt so awful.
Yeah, I remember.
And it ruined me. I was having nightmares and it made me feel like I don't ever want to feel like this ever again. So like, and I know I would have enjoyed Glastonbury more if I just was like on a sober thing. But anyways, enough on that little topic now. Gonna bring it back to true waffling. Obviously, nice. Someone has sent in a message with the tagline extremely high sex drive and blocked by Joe from the hacking. Oh, so basically...
I added that extra bit in the tagline just so you could obviously...
Yeah, because basically someone hacked my Instagram back in the day and just decided to start blocking all my followers, which is so annoying. And to this day, obviously, people
and
are blocked.
She left her Instagram.
Yeah. But yeah, Instagram don't allow you to select everyone and unblock them. You have to go through like the thousands of people that he's blocked. And it's just like, obviously, it's long. But anyways, the question is, hello, Joseph, Theo, and that guy that's got a really small fucking twatting... Nah, I am emailing you to ask about my extremely high sex drive. I've been with my boyfriend. Oh, it's a girl. It's a girl that's got the welleritis. I've been with my boyfriend for nearly 3 years. And in the beginning, we were at it like rabbits. But instead of us decreasing the amount of sex we have been having together for a while. But instead of us decreasing the amount of sex we have since being... Mate, I hate when people don't use good... Since I just want more, okay, I just want more, I feel like my boyfriend thinks I'm too much, but he says he doesn't mind. But sometimes I'm asking for multiple rounds and he can't hack it. Any advice or have any of you had this experience? I've been watching Joe since the beginning and honestly, he really he seems like a great shag. And, yeah. Yes, Joe, if you want to DM... Nah, I'm killing this.
She wants to be unblocked.
She wants to be unblocked. But overall, I can't go more than one round in a gut... Oh, no, I've done it once. But having... For a bloke, you have sex and then your cock turns off.
You need at least 20 minutes.
Yeah.
20 minutes?
I can reload in 20. If I'm, yeah.
No, but the difficult thing is I thought this was going to be a thing of like, this was a single, it was going to be a single individual that has this high sex drive. But in terms of like within the relationship, I can't really help.
Can you help?
Can you help?
No, like, but I feel like every boy,
yeah,
some are different, but majority of blokes can have it once. Like I'm literally, normally max once 24 hours. It will not reload. Until the next day.
Have you ever absolutely caned the Viagras?
No, but we've had this discussion.
Look, boys. Firstly, if any of you lot work at a Viagra brand, it's perfect for waffling. We've been trying to message loads of them saying, can you sponsor an episode? Because imagine, yeah, like, I think it'd be good. But I've caned it a couple of times, and it means you can literally do like 5 sessions in like 24 hours. But it's class. Your cock just keeps working. It literally just... Constantly.
So the thing about Viagra, it doesn't just go rock hard. You have to have a stimuli still, right?
So I believe how it is, yeah, it doesn't make you horny. You need to be horny. But what if you are horny,
it's
then you literally
hard.
Have an absolute rock hard thing.
Does it make you last longer? Please tell me.
No, I think it does. My knob is a bit more numb.
Yeah, because you've got no foreskin.
No, it's a bit more... Mate, is
it... Well, no, that is true, though.
Yeah, but that's not the point I'm making. It's a bit more numb. It's even more numb. when I have used Viagra. But yeah, basically, I don't know if that's to do with how it... Because it literally fills your knob with blood.
Does it ever get, like, too hard that it hurts?
A couple of times.
Because I can imagine, like, when it's, like, pulsing, it's, like, rock.
Does it go straight... Straight back down, or like you know, you see in the movies, someone takes Viagra and then they've got like this raging cock for five hours.
So if you, Spath, it just stays hard.
No. It stays big, but it goes. This is the thing. It makes you get a much bigger knob because obviously the more the cock is filled with blood, the bigger it gets. So you'll feel it. It's a good confidence booster. And
take it every day.
But what it does is that I think. It may obviously increases blood flow, but it does it all over your body. So you'll get really red in the face. You'll probably get a blocked nose from where that's all... Everything's sort of a bit more swollen.
Jesus.
Yeah, but obviously...
Don't exercise on Viagra.
No, it can give you a heart attack, can't it?
What the
No, it can't itself. I think Dan Bilzerian popped like double the dosage and did loads of cocaine.
Yeah, he had like 2 heart attacks in 24 hours.
Yeah. And that was brought on by that because obviously it increases the blood flow. But obviously doing it in safe amounts, I think, nah, there's no danger really. But yeah, it can...
Get sponsored, we'd have to try out the subs.
Yeah, I'd happily try it if they wanted to send some stuff. Right,
we're all
sitting
around a table, we all try it.
Yeah, we'll all try it together. Yeah.
Did you hear?
What?
I was listening to David Dobrik's podcast and he played this game like 2 weeks ago, so our age. You know Soggy Biscuit?
Oh, no.
It wasn't quite Soggy Biscuit, but he played it and it was the first one to come back to the living room wins.
Wait, so what? Go on. Explain so what the game, Soggy Biscuit is.
So Soggy... Wait, do I really want... No, he didn't play Soggy Biscuit.
Is it all spunking on a biscuit? Like,
and
what
then
is
the
it?
Last one to spunk has to eat it. He didn't play that. No. He played
you
this.
You played it.
No.
I sort of figured we could imagine you, Stannard, and Saunders playing. Oh, so, yeah, we're just playing Call of Duty.
No, obviously, like, nah. Anyways, he played this game where they started the timer and it was the first one back wins. Do you think that's like...
What, they all went off to wank?
To different rooms, yeah.
Well, and they all just do it. Wait, but you think he's gay?
No.
You said that.
No, I didn't.
You said I think he is.
I thought David Dobrik was.
You said he's had, like, Madison beer.
Well, no. I don't think he's gay. I just think like he's just not interested in a girlfriend right now.
It's not really how you labelled it. You were like, he's a definite
never said
homosexual, and there's nothing wrong with that. But look, if you're playing games with your boys, just, you know, wanking, I would not say that, especially, you know, oh, go in my house. Knowing as well, it does go all over the place.
No.
Mate, how does does your spunk not absolutely shoot?
Sometimes, not all the time. It depends how stimulated. I know why yours shoots every time, though.
Why?
Because when you wank, it's not just a, oh, it's a wank. It's like a, it's a wank. So you are raging. Yeah, but you know when you just like, sometimes you wank and it's just like, just you're doing it for the sake of it.
Also, you go celibate for like 4 weeks and then you cave in. So that it's got like X amount of...
It's got 4 weeks of spaff.
Of pressure building up inside.
Yeah, it's like a hose.
God, I'm telling you, the effects of not wanking are unreal. Do you think I'm so able to focus on going to the gym? Because I have all this... pent up frustration. I could cycle 25 kilometers like it's nothing because I literally am so on it.
Very intense. Well, I can cycle 35 kilometers.
I'll beat you. I reckon I'd beat you, mate. Have you seen the size of my legs? I'm going to get them out now. No, look at this.
I'd have a leg off. You probably, yeah, but you do squats. I don't do squats.
No, I don't.
What do you mean you don't do squats?
Mate, I have only been cycling recently.
You do squats?
Mate, yeah. But I've been doing mostly cycling. Get your legs out.
I have severe knee injuries.
I have a knee injury. I have a worse knee injury. Right. Go on, cut between them, Tom. Do split screen. Who's got more hench ones? Get in there.
Oi, bear in mind, I don't squat as well. That's not bad, you know.
Yeah.
Hairy. Oi, this is another one. Like, obviously, as you saw then and sort of can see, I don't really have any hair on my body.
Just the lack of testosterone.
Do you think it is? Because I debate this with myself. Like, I on one hand, I can build muscle very well, so that indicates a good amount of testosterone in my body, but I don't have no facial hair, literally no hair on my legs. So surely I'm lacking testosterone.
Well, maybe it's just a DNA thing.
Yeah, it's also weird, because you eat loads of protein, and obviously hair, nails is all just protein, isn't it? Like that.
Well, is your mum hairy?
Me.
Well, no,
fucking girl.
So?
Mate, a bloke.
Dad hairy?
I don't think so. I don't fucking know.
Oh. Who is he?
Oh, Theo.
Granddad?
Dead.
Grandma? Granny, there you go. Your granny's still born. Don't worry, I have no grandparents either.
What a cheery end.
Well, it's probably in your family. It's a hairless family. Probably a hairless family. Oh, but I'm clearly quite hairy.
You are fucking hairy.
I used to be really self-conscious.
Well, I've got so much hair everywhere else, but not
your
skull.
Wait, at primary school. Well.
No, but why do you reckon that is?
I'm in the shredding phase.
Okay.
At primary school, I was really self-conscious about my arms.
What, did you have really hairy arms?
Yeah, look at them. It was like that. Mate, I'm like 8 years old.
Why do you not shave it? Nah, it doesn't matter.
No, I hated it.
I do like having less hair.
I'd wear a jumper. Convenient.
I'd wear a jumper in the summer.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's like, that's how I felt about my tattoo arm, which now that, you know, I don't mind getting it out now, but that's how, you know how you felt? That's how I felt.
Well, in year six, then I was like, oh, it's normal.
It is normal. I mean, I think it shows that you are, you know, a manly guy. You are. You're getting bigger in terms of, like, your frame, the body.
But I haven't done actual gym in, like, a week and a half. I think it just becomes so tedious with no gym.
It might be growing up, like, because you're, you know, like, you always look at your dad and your dad's always like...
Yeah, but I know I'm also doing... I'm a lot more active. I'm doing loads of cycling, wakeboarding...
Oh, mate, yeah, that takes it out of you.
Oh, mate, I have been in pain for the last 2 days. Yeah. In pain.
Yeah, no, it literally does.
It's the falls, it hurt as well. Oh.
But I have noticed, like, as in, have you seen your actual, like, body frame...
In the mirror.
...get bigger?
Yeah, I've noticed, like, a lot of stuff in the chest.
No, but not muscle, I'm talking just your actual bones, like your skeleton. Because that's what I've noticed about my skeleton over, like, however, like, the past year or whatever... Like, I've become denser.
Your bone density increases, doesn't
it? Like, as in, I've gotten wider. My sternum, my actual rib cage has gotten bigger.
I feel like I've got bigger in the shoulders. maybe. I just feel like I got leaner. Basically, I've been getting a lot of compliments and I quite like it, so it makes me want to work harder.
Yeah. It's good, that sort of like, it's like that dopamine hit that you get addicted to. That same thing that drugs do, boom. That same thing that chocolate does and sex does, dopamine. That's what compliments do. So that's why they're addicted. It's like you getting those compliments, getting that positive energy is addictive.
I also got to be careful. So I'm taking this week off because obviously I get injured a stupid amount of times.
Yeah.
Like it's a bit pathetic. Like my muscles are actually shit. Mm. Like I pulled a hamstring wakeboarding.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, so you know like a massage gun to like do it.
Yeah.
I can't go over a certain area because it's just too painful. But, you know, stay positive, guys.
How much protein do you have?
I've been caning the protein.
Yeah, have you?
Because, yeah, but ever since you said...
You think like a banana sandwich.
No. I've been having 2 protein shakes a day. Like fish, protein bars. I've been... Trust me, I eat Weetabix protein now.
They have 7 grams of protein. 13. Yeah. You want to be caning 200 grams a day.
Yeah.
That's what I go for. Oh, shit, my secrets. We're going to keep going. It's normally when we'd end, but I want to just keep going. So if you have made it to this point, this is what you're going to comment.
Mm.
Okay, go on,
Theo. Wow, Theo, you also look fantastic.
Yes, that is what you're going to comment, because I really want to know who the real ones are. Watching this far, well, I run a mic, jumping in the car. Should we have a little sing-off? Do some impressions.
Yeah, I can only do 2.
No.
Curtis.
So we're going to have a conversation.
Okay.
So I'm going to be Stephen Gerrard.
Yeah,
you're gonna be Maura.
No, I'm gonna be Curtis.
No, but you say Curtis, but you're being okay. you're gonna be Curtis. I'm gonna be Stephen Gerrard. Right, go.
Hi, Stephen. Do you want me to make you some coffee? What's with the cross eye?
So,
you know.
I'll be honest with you, Curtis.
You sound like Dr. Smith.
What? So, if you just pat me trousers off, listen.
Yeah.
No, stop.
Stop. Let me focus. Right. Let me get my shit together.
Hello, lovely lady.
What can I do? Right, I'm gonna get my shit together now. Ready?
Yeah, no,
stop laughing. You're gonna stop laughing now because I need to do this.
Yeah, you know.
So, it was a great game that we had the other week, wasn't it? And I'll be honest with you.
You sound more like Jamie Carragher.
No. I'm gonna do this now. It's really winding me up, so I'm gonna do this.
You know.
So, if you just want to explain to me right now, if you wanted to go and play a bit of football, who would you choose?
I feel like you can't do it anymore because you're too inclined to go to Dr. Smith.
Yeah, you used to be able to nail it, and now you're just Dr. Smith.
Oh my God, it is. The creep is taking over. Oh. That was terrifying.
I've been really wanting to get you alone.
Curtis!
You know what, Theo? I've been feeling your dark energy.
Oh my God, do you remember?
In and around your lower region.
What time is it?
Do you remember
the battery?
Well, the battery's running out on that one. Rob, goodbye, Luke Cam. So.
We still get you on that one.
So, if it just... I'm trying to do fucking Gerrard.
Stevie Gerrard.
Right. You know. So, I pass the ball to Milner, and then I'll come to you, Theo. How do you feel about coming to round my house to do filming?
Yeah. Hello, lovely lady. Would you like me to make you some coffee in the morning?
That would be great if you could do that. Actual shit. What are we doing?
Right, I'll be honest. Right, if you were to chirps me, if you were to genuinely chirps me, what would you do? Go.
I'd literally be like,
it'd be like 7 years.
No, do you know what I'd do? I'd be like, you little babe.
Oh,
that was horrible. No, I'd be like,
I know what I'd do.
Go on.
You know, I could have made it as a pro footballer.
I didn't have my injuries. I'd be like,
would you hope that your creepiness makes them laugh? Do you want to come back with me?
No, I'd probably just be like, look. Yeah, wait, just let me get this.
I don't think you can contain the weirdo now.
So, I'd be like...
you know how...
Let me do this. I can try.
You're turning into Gollum. How he can't contain... The Smeagol can't contain the Gollum. You can't contain the nonce.
Fucking Star Trek, what?
Lord of the Rings.
Not the Gollum. Right, so listen. All right, ready? Look, babe. If you want to come around mine, I'll let you just come in, you know... Oh, no, it's getting weird now. But I think overall, Theo, look, I'll be honest with you, mate. if I actually was in the presence of a female, I don't know how to act.
You don't.
I don't know how to act, bruv.
You've been out of the game for too long.
I feel like, you know, like what Stannard had?
Stannard.
Obviously, you know, I have not interacted with a female in far too long, which is why I think I end up getting on ye old waffling Instagram and start, you know, flirting with the audience.
Over 18 audience.
Over 18. No, that is the other dodgy thing. Like, obviously, I'm whacking out, you know, comments about sex positions, etc. on the waffling Instagram, which, you know, there are people of all ages on there. So where did we draw the line? Because we want to be true to waffling, but also, you know, a large part of our audience is very, very, very young.
I think to an extent we owe, what, like, a duty of care, so to speak, but... But at the end of the day, this is what we do.
I also think we do actually provide some very good advice and are quite mature on a lot of subjects, but we also have the other side.
Yeah.
Which is a bit more...
On the topic of that, like, let's be realistic. Okay, there is a legal age of, you know, partaking in sexual acts, but, like, kids don't adhere to that. I mean, come on. Like, as soon as you turn, like, 13, you're like, right, let's get down to business.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I'm not saying you have to engage with older people.
One of my friends lost his virginity at 13.
That's a bit.
Imagine you're like, I don't know, nephew, niece, son, daughter. Oh,
13 is really young.
And yeah, have a guess.
How old were you? You were 17. When's the first time you did bits?
17. Six.
First time you did bits. You did anything. Yeah.
We get a lot of emails like,
yeah,
I am such a massive virgin. I'm turning 18 and I still haven't slept with a girl.
It doesn't matter.
I didn't lose my virginity till I was 17.
Yeah,
like,
if I was 17.
Yeah,
I remember weren't we?
Even like on the waffling Instagram, someone asked like, "Oh, Joe, how do you combat insecurities and getting nervous when you go to have sex?" And I literally said, "I was like, mate, it still exists." Like, my actual words were, the next time I go to have sex, I will shit myself. But that came out a bit wrong, because I won't do that. I will literally just still be so nervous and scared and just pray. I'll just literally hope that my body functions.
It's also a very natural thing for someone. Losing your virginity is a big deal. And like, you shouldn't be afraid to have those nervous feelings. It's just normal human behaviour.
Well, even when you, actually, no, I suppose with a partner, you don't get nervous. But
no, surely you would even, it's still your first time.
Oh, no, I'm not saying your first time. I'm saying you now, after 7 years, would you get nervous to when you have sex with Janine?
No.
No, of course not.
No.
No.
But, mate, I hadn't seen her for 3 months.
And how was that? Did you get any nerves then?
Like, maybe I've forgotten how to do it.
Did you even do it?
Yes, I did. I know, I was probably, I wasn't nervous, but I was like, how long will I last? It's been 3 months.
Yeah, that's always the worry. Like, if you leave it a little bit of time, because we get questions.
What's the shortest?
I think there's a question in there. Like, how long should I last? 15 seconds.
Yeah.
15 seconds.
And it's like one of them, like, oh, I'm actually sorry.
Yeah, you do have to apologise.
Yeah.
It happens, though. It happens.
It happens, but you just...
I don't think there's any amount of time that your intercourse should be, I think.
Yeah, it's always quality. Always
quality.
Normal, like,
5 minutes, isn't it?
Mate, you're like, good session. You're honestly, like, yeah, 5 minutes of quality, you know, detail. And I think, you know, you've already made them come 3 times anyway. No, but it's true. It's true. Like, you can just, in 5 minutes, even less, 30 seconds, mate, if it's class, then it's class.
Sometimes I just look at them and they just come. Look,
we've got an actual question here that is, how long should I last? Hi, Joe and Theo. I have recently lost my virginity with my girlfriend of a month. I feel like it was a very underwhelming experience.
Classic.
I'm not worried about my cock size, but what I'm worried about is how long I can last in a bed. Have you got any tips for lasting longer in bed, and how long should it be?
Look up in the ceiling and just hope for the best.
No, literally, I think, look, mate, don't worry about that. What you want to worry about is having a good time. So you saying it's an underwhelming experience. Like, well, the thing that, you know, the actual sex element doesn't need to be what is, like, it's the stuff leading up to it is what can make it a good experience, i.e. the foreplay, the kissing, the caressing, right? That is what can literally make it good and make her enjoy herself and get you in the mood even more. And when you're feeling, like, in the mood and dominant, then that will probably help you to last longer and stay a bit more composed.
And if you're so focused on lasting longer, you're not going to enjoy it because you're not in the element.
Yeah, you need to. It's all about when, you know, having sex. This is the big thing that helped me out, is going, look, this is meant to be a pleasurable experience for me and for her. But the more I try to enjoy myself, the more relaxed and enjoyable she's going to be able to find it. If I'm worried about being good enough or impressing her or making sure she has a good time, that's actually going to produce more probably awkwardness and, yeah, just a worse experience all round. You need to focus on trying to have a good time.
I think overall it comes down, it does, a big part of it is experience. You know, you get better at things such as lasting longer, practice, knowing what's good and what works, the more you engage in these activities. Yeah, so like, if it's his first time and it probably is underwhelming, naturally.
Yeah, it will be. Like, mate, at the end of the day, you ask any, you know, WWE superstar, footballer, anyone that's good at anything, ask how their first time ever doing that thing was, and they'll say, I was shit. Basically, I was watching this thing on WWE the other day that were like, and they were like, yeah, at first, when I first got out there and did some wrestling, I was fucking awful. And I think anyone, your first time at pretty much everything, you may be lucky and it be good, but you're most likely going to be rubbish. It's about practicing and not getting disheartened by bad experiences. That is literally the key to life. Go on.
Would you ever want to watch one of your mates having sex?
Why? What? How long have you been thinking of that?
Well, just like, just to see what they're like behind closed doors.
Wait, this, right? One of the boys was friends with someone, and he was on Pornhub. And
no.
What? Yes.
Leprechaun?
No.
Leprechaun?
No. Oh, wait. No, you know.
Do I?
Leprechaun.
You know.
Whoa, mate. Okay, wait, guys.
Wait, can you type
it? I just need to write this down. Fuck you.
How do you not? Oh,
no.
Yeah, okay, so not him. Anyways, right.
No, yeah, that's another thing. But like, no, he was just, because we found out about that and then we went looking for it. He was randomly on Pornhub and he clicked on a video and he opened it and it was like his mate and like this, his girlfriend.
That's getting...
Like just randomly.
Class.
That would be interesting.
But would you get off to that?
Oh, watching him...
No, but I would definitely look at it and be like, what the fuck? I would not get off on it.
Well,
at
what would
all.
You feel if you start getting a rod on? You start feeling yourself getting turned on.
Turn it off. I would not wank over my mate.
No, you're not wanking over your mate. You're wanking over the girl.
Who's shagging your mate?
Look, mate, I think at the end of the day.
No, it would be dodgy.
Wait, who was that? And where do you find?
Where do you find?
I'll name drop after.
All right, name drop after. No, but like, have you any of you ever shagged a porn star?
I waxed an ex porn star.
Really? Oh, on the leg.
And then she was like, can I? No. She was meant to wax me, and then she was like, do you want to wax me? And I was like, okay.
Mia Khalifa.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
Always DMs me about football.
I'd love to get her on.
But she's... So
she's been trending worldwide, did you see?
She regrets doing the porn stuff, didn't
Mate,
she?
She earned 12 grand.
12 grand from... and. 3 months, and it's like she's lost all ability at having a first impression with any individual because everyone just judges her off that.
856 million views, and she earned 12k.
Yeah, it's stupid.
But not only that, the thing that's pissed off, she's not really angry at Pornhub, she's angry at like gang bros or brazzers because they keep uploading videos and pretending it's new content.
Oh
horrendous.
Oh. But yeah, that's why, you know, a lot of these girls that are doing OnlyFans, surely somewhere down the line, there's going to be like, oh no. Like when...
It's only just taken her, like last year when she started talking about it, she refused to do anything.
What, even talk about?
To even talk about it. And only now she's had, like, the bravery to speak up on it. Mm. Very interesting listen.
Dodgy. That's why we, you know, when we get questions about doing OnlyFans, and we say, yeah, if you want to do it, do it.
But just
but make sure that your future self would want you to do it as well.
Yeah, but that's the thing, you don't know. Because you aged, I mean, me age 15 is a different individual to me age 24 now. Yeah. And will be a different person to me age 40. You know, that's the first thing I remember when I saw Eddie Hearn. We did some filming and he was like, oh, well, you know, you have no idea how much between your age now and 40, how much you're going to change.
Yeah.
Like, and he was saying that and I was like, wow. Because I, obviously I feel like, okay, this is just how I'm going to be for the rest of my life. But it is true. And those people that are making these decisions now to do things like get naked, get your knob or vagina out for OnlyFans...
It was just like when you see these like little twats, like 16-year-old twats, like that was us. That was us. We were those twats.
Yeah.
Now you look.
Speak for yourself.
Now you look at them, you're like, oh,
twat,
twat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean,
dodgy.
But yeah.
Anyway, should we end it there? What are you saying? Yeah. All right then, you lot. Make sure to listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It's great to listen. Obviously, we've got the HD, amazing audio now. So.
And also, let us know about those. Membership, YouTube membership, Patreon stuff. What would you go for?
Yeah, the Waffling Mafia. But basically it's our own OnlyFans. But what would you suggest?
No cockpicks.
We got a lot of ideas, but we want to know what you want.
Why don't we do cockpicks? Look, why don't we sell them? Why don't we put them on there?
Cut that out, Tom.
No, but it's in like if we did like nude shoots and put them on our basically our own OnlyFans.
What are you talking about?
Mate, fucking bang. If we did OnlyFans.
No one's going to buy a picture of your cock.
No. If mate, I could do a photo shoot. Tell me they wouldn't pay for it.
Not your cock.
No, not my knob. Maybe my knob. But I'm talking about my body. Well, imagine if I did some nice poses.
You know how like blokes like love looking at pictures of, like girls' arse and boobs?
Yeah.
Do girls like looking pictures of abs?
I reckon there'll be some people that would pay for Weller OnlyFans. I'm telling you, mate, we should do it. I'll take, you know, 90%. And you boys can do some as well. Would you do it?
For 5%, probably not.
How much would you have to get paid to do OnlyFans?
I don't think I can.
100 grand a year, chat to me.
What am I putting up?
Yeah.
You are putting up knob pics. Knob pics.
No.
Okay, not knob pics. Boxers pics.
I don't give a fuck about that.
And 100K.
100k a year, we're all on 100 grand a year, we're all just doing boxers picks.
Oh, there's a vid of me in my boxers.
Boys, let's get on it, lads.
There you go.
Fucking crap.
Easy.
Yeah, let us know. Would you pay for that? And that's going to be the final thought of the day. We will see you when you're older. Do not go changing. And I will now
stand.
End the video.
Bye.